Yeah, we've been through a few challenges series over the last 4 to 5 years. But I think if you look at the squad that we brought here, it's obviously for us, we look at experience of, like we played in the Challenger, that 2 Challenger series in Stellenbosch, and it's players that played before and been through situations for me. So it was an easy choice for me to pick them in the squad, and obviously just to give that experience and that calmness to the team. Yeah, if you look at it, 4 games, and there's no semi-finals, there's no final, so you just basically play for that quarter-final, and you just want to get through it so you can be on the world circuit again. But yeah, for us, that pool stage is just for ranking, and it obviously who you get on the other side. If you look at Japan, China, and Spain, so obviously it's difficult. Whoever gets Spain over the weekend is going to be difficult because obviously in front of their home crowd, but for us, we just want to just stay and trust our processes and just follow it so we can obviously the aim is to top the pool, and then you play the fourth base in the other pool. So if we can get through that, it will be massive, but it's going to be a big task just with the pressure of qualifying and get over that quarterfinal. Obviously with the experience is there, there's girls that been there before, and Singapore was almost for us to trial one or two positions with different players in it, and I think it obviously it paid off. We got 2 over USA in that tournament, and I think that confidence that we come into this tournament with is massive for us. So yeah, like I said, that experience is giving us just that calmness with Cizo coming in, Libby coming in after injury. Then you get Varuska that played here before, that been to Ireland when we lost to them in that Challenger series. So she's been there. So I think for us as a system, it's great to have them, and for them it's just to get used to it. Like we've played Chakas against Japan in the week, and I think that was good for them just to get used to the intensity again.
Do you overemphasize the point? Just how crucial the weekend is, or do you just try and approach it like you do most tournaments? Because you most probably don't have to tell them, you know, that their future as sevens players pretty much depend on that final 14 minutes.
Yeah, that's a difference between this tournament and the other tournaments, is you need to get through, and you need to emphasize that winning. And normally we talk about the process of how we get there. And obviously then there's another tournament that you can do better, but with this one it's the be all and the end all. If you're not winning your quarterfinal, you're gonna play in Challenger Series next year to get on it. And we've been through a few of those, and we as a team said, we don't wanna get into the situation. So for this one it's almost like it's that last one, and we wanna stay on the world circuit and just give us, because this is the tournament that gonna put food on the table for next year. If we can get this, and I said to them, Olympics is a tournament on its own, it will come every 4 years, but this is that in between that gonna put food on the table. So the girls, is I think they prepared for this one, and hopefully everything can go well.